pay God for what he's done. He gave us 100%. Is it asking so much that I would give him back at least a tithe? I mean, that's just the minimal, you know what I mean? He's done so much for me. He's done so much for you. Isn't he good? He's good. He's good. I want to ask Reuben and Maria to come up and share with us a couple of things. They were with us interpreting all week. Come on up, you guys, and just share from your heart a little bit about what the Lord was doing in your lives and what you saw him doing in others' lives. Amen. Report fresh out of Mexico.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Dios es bueno.
God is good.
Le digo porque...
And I say this because...
Por medio de un hermano de que fue en un grupo.
And one of the brothers that was in the group.
Le indicó Dios al hermano de que había una mujer que se quería quitar la vida.
By the Spirit, this brother Carl said that there was someone in the congregation that wanted to take their lives. They just wanted to commit suicide, you know.
Y esta mujer era mi hermana, que ella pues ahorita está pasando por menopausia, ya tiene como 6 meses.
And there was actually two, but one of them happened to be my sister who's going through menopause right now.
Y pues es ahí el momento donde el hermano era el momento de reprender esta mentira del diablo.
And that was the moment where the Lord used to rebuke that lie of the devil.
Entonces ella es nueva, ella quiere sanar, ¿verdad?
And she's new in the Lord and she wants to heal.
Y había más de una mujer, había dos mujeres.
And there was two women actually contemplating to do that.
Y también ella pasó esta otra muchacha.
And then later in the service, this other girl came up, happens to be a mother, you know.
Y gracias a Dios por este grupo, ¿verdad? Que viene y por medio de Dios les indica.
And thank God for this group that God sent, and the Lord indicates to them what to do and what to say.
Y pues yo también recibí de Dios también.
Sí, she received from the Lord also.
Pues habla en otra lengua, la risa, ¿verdad?
I spoke in other tongues, which, you know, she does anyway, and the laughter, you know.
Y es todo. Yo le bendiga.
No, no es todo. She said, that's all. God bless you. Amen. Un aplauso para mi esposa. I don't even know where to start. Could you read that scripture you read Friday? Was it Psalms 126? Yes, please. One of the scriptures that Calvin read that night was what was happening in the place.
Amen. Psalms 126.
People were just laughing, you know.
Psalms 120. Yeah, everybody got to like laughing in the spirit. I mean, I said, what is that? Well, it's laughter when the Spirit of the Lord comes on you.
Uh-huh.
Just that simple. You don't have to get all religious and pious when you feel God.
Amen.
You can release your emotions.
That's right.
God made emotions.
Amen. He did.
And the Lord said in 126 of Psalms, he said, when the Lord brought back our captivity of Zion, in other words, when he delivered us, we were like those that dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter.
Man.
And our tongue was filled with singing.
Yes.
And they said among the nations, the Lord's done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we're glad.
Yes.
Bringing back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. And those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Did you ever sow some tears as you prayed for someone?
Yes.
Well, he wants you to reap what you sowed with joy. Those who sow in tears will reap with joy. He who goes forth weeping, bearing precious seed for sowing, will doubtless come again with rejoicing.
Amen.
Bring him his sheaves or his harvest with him.
That's right.
Joy the Lord.
Gózale, Señor.
Yeah.
Thank you, Calvin.
You're welcome.
And that is for sure. On Friday night, there was like a oil of gladness that came about. But you know, I'm going to tell you something that the Lord said to me Friday morning as we were praying with the group. You know, we got together every morning to pray about what the Lord wanted to do for the pastors for that particular church we were going to visit that night. And as a group, we would get together in the mornings and pray for those pastors and those congregations. And the presence would fall in the morning also as a group. And that morning, the Lord, Brooks, would say to me, Reuben, since the beginning of the week, he'd been saying to me, Reuben, at first I didn't want to accept it. I didn't want to receive it. Why is he saying this to me? These things I know in my heart already, but why is he saying this to me? And it may, and I, you know, and the Lord was trying, he was speaking to me through him, and he was saying, Reuben, to have lost your boldness, you need to be bold. And no matter what the Lord is saying to you, you speak it forth and be bold. That word that God has placed in your heart to say, say it. Don't reason it out. Say it. Speak it forth. Say it and do it. And he said that to me. And I guess he sensed I didn't want to receive the word he had for me. And then later he wrote it down on a sheet of paper in red ink. Letters in red, as though Jesus was saying it, you know, in red ink. Oh no, this brother Pop's not going to give up. He's very, you know, he's a bulldog. He's not going to give up. So I took that sheet of paper and I looked at it and showed it to my wife as though she can read it. She shouldn't read it. She can't read things yet. And so I put it in my Bible there. That, you know, that was the beginning of the week. But when I got home after lunch, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. He said, you thought that it was Pop speaking to you. That it wasn't. It was me. Yes. And it woke me up. It woke me up. And I said, Lord, forgive me. Yes, it's true. I've had put limits on myself. I have put limits on myself and I've lost my boldness to speak forth the word that the Lord has given my heart. Because I was afraid to hurt the person. I was afraid to offend them. And the Lord said, you can't do that no more. I've called you to do this. You have the unction to do it. You have the anointing to do it. You have the grace and the power of the Holy One to do this. And, you know, and it was a powerful week for me. It was most powerful week for me. That mantle, that anointing I felt on me, it was powerful, most powerful. It was like, I don't want to say the old me, but it was just the, thank you. It was just a renewed anointing afresh on me. Not that I had lost it, but just a renewed anointing. Listen, that was like the first 2 days of the week. We kept on ministering to the people, preaching and healing, preaching and healing. And on Thursday night, we were in Villa Hidalgo, and it was most powerful. Things were like kind of like this, exactly. Everywhere we went, it was like this. You know, I'm not putting you down or anything, but it was just people were just sitting there, you know. You know, just sitting there. And then someone said, when you come to church, listen to this. You need to expect God to move. Yeah. You need to expect a movement of God every time you come to church. Yeah. Expect God to move. And he'll move. He'll move. Yeah. It's so easy just to come and just sit and then go back and say to yourself, oh, this is a good sermon. And say to yourself, but when is it going to be over? And then think about the job tomorrow and things you need to do, you know, all the errands you have to do. It's so easy to do that. That happens when we're not expecting God to move. How many of you came this morning expecting God to move? How many of you came this morning saying to yourself, Lord, I need the answer now. Today is my day, and I need that result, that answer, that I need it now. I am tired of coming to church and just sitting down and leaving the same way with just a little bit more blessing on top of me. Or maybe even leaving the church worse than what you came in. Yeah, I don't know. Why? You can't expect it from a man. You can't expect it from the minister. The minister is the vessel that the Lord's using for you to hear God's voice and lift up your expectations and There's another thing they said, stir up the gift that is on the inside of you. Stir up the gift. Stir up the gift. You know, one of the examples that brother used, he said that it's like chocolate milk. When you pour the chocolate and you stir it up, it all becomes chocolate. But if you leave the glass sitting on the table, the chocolate comes down to the bottom and the milk gets white or kind of, it separates. And he used that example during the week. But when you stir up the gift, we can have some chocolate today. You stir up the gift. You come to church expecting and stir up the gift. I said, stir up the gift. Expect God to move on your behalf. If God be for you, who can be against you? He is with you. Stir up the gift. He's heard your cry. Expect him to move. And he'll move. I'm still kind of, I don't know. Listen, in this town called Villa Hidalgo, it was the most powerful service from the beginning to the end. Even before the service started, I could feel the rain coming down. That anointing, the rain just beginning to come down. And it was a mighty move of the Spirit. People got prayed for. People got healed. Some people prayed in tongues. But all through the service, this front row right here was full of children. And as the minister would speak in English, and I was translating to Spanish, the kids were just giggling. They were like this. And it did something on the inside of me. Oh, that joy. Just joy inside every one of those little kids' hearts. I don't know what age they were, 5, 6, 7, 8, there were different ages, even some older, 10, 11 maybe. And they were all sitting in the front, joy, just tickled to hear the one man speak in English and then hear another man say it in Spanish. And they were just laughing and laughing. There was a kid who was trying to shut up a little girl, stop laughing, stop laughing. She didn't stop laughing. She didn't. It was so cute. It was so powerful. Anyway, just when we thought the service was over, everyone had been prayed for except for the kids. And in my heart, you know, it's funny that we're not going to pray for the kids. And just when I thought the service was over, Brother Leon, the minister, said to me, he gave me, well, I had my mic. Well, he didn't use a mic. He said, it's all you now. Invite the people, see if they're saved or born again. I did. And I was looking around with these eyes, because I know everyone there, most everyone. And with my natural eyes, I was seeing. How many of you know that's a mistake? We are not to see with our natural eyes towards the congregation. I said, I invited people, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, come on up here. It was the instructions of the minister. And I obeyed. And so then I said, well, is there anyone here who is backslidden? That you're born again, but you haven't walked with the Lord. I said, the Bible says that he can even heal your backsliding. So if that's you, come on up forward and he'll heal your backsliding. And there's one girl that came up just when I thought no one was going to come up, because I had thought the service was over. I was putting limits on God, just what the Lord told me not to do, putting limits on God. And this girl came up crying. You know, I don't know if I'm taking too long. Am I? She was crying and she came. She had glasses on. And we prayed for her. But she stood up here to my left. And then the minister said to me, now ask them if anyone wants to pray in other tongues. I said, okay, I can do that. So I asked the people. I was thinking about the adults. Guess what? No adults came up. It was only the little children that came up. And they began. We began praying for them. Some of them even got born again right there. And they, and then, where are the children going? Okay. Oh boy, okay. Some of them were born again right there. And you know what? They received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and began to pray in other tongues. How were they praying, Barbara?
Loud, like loud.
They were bold. At first it wasn't that way, but then they began to pray in other, never prayed in tongues before. They were bold and prayed in tongues loudly. Even after the service, Brother Pops made him pray in tongues again. He says, begin praying in tongues. They were loud. And Brother Paul says, stop. They would stop. See, that's how you can do it, he would say. You can pray in tongues whenever you want to. And he would say, pray in tongues again. Stop. Again. Stop. It was loud. Again. Stop. And the kids loved it. They were laughing and giggling, laughing and giggling, laughing and Gilligan. Did I say Gilligan? You mean to say Gilligan? That, I don't, once again, that was a new experience for me. I've seen kids pray in tongues before, but not like that. Not like that. And I told Pastor Manuel, pastor from Villa Hidalgo, I said, what do you see there? And he couldn't respond. I said, what do you see there? And I told him, this is a brand new army that the Lord is raising up. Yes, this is your future congregation here. They're going to be right here with you. I said, you keep feeding them. And I said to him, declare that now. Because you have an anointing to declare this, even more so than me. There's something about when the pastor declares, it happens. He is anointed for that town. Pastor Rigo from Tepache, whenever he would say, I declare that tonight is your night, that you're going to receive your answer, I declare. Every time he would use that word, I declare, that was to me, that was most powerful. I declare that you're going to be healed of your diseases tonight. And every time he was saying, I declare that tonight your finances are going to be met. It's powerful. The pastors were expectant and waiting for a move of God. I declare, he said. To me, it moved me on the inside. And it, in my spirit, just... It was like he was the flame on the inside of me. It would just get bigger. I declare. I declare. I declare. Just fanning the flame on the inside of me. Burning and burning. Stronger and brighter. Stronger and brighter. Friday night. Friday morning, Calvin. Friday morning, Barbara and Calvin. You heard me yelling. You talked about breakthrough. We were praying in the spirit in the, at the mission house Friday morning. This is the last day. And I entered in. And I broke through. I broke through. I broke through that limits that I was putting on God. And that boldness came out of my heart. And I began to yell with authority. And I began to say that you are the most holy God. That the words that come from the Spirit, they are most holy. And they will not be denied. Boldness in the Holy One just broke through out of my spirit. And that boldness that I had on the inside of me just burst out. Like those little kids in Villarreal the night before. Like a gushing, mighty river busting out with the Holy Ghost and with power. That's you. I said, that's you. Break forth with the Holy Ghost and with power. There's an unction on the inside of you. Oh, that week, this whole week was so powerful for me. I do apologize if I'm talking too much. Listen, Friday night, the Lord poured out of His Spirit on young and old. And there was Holy Ghost laughter, and there was prophecies, because God wants to pour out of His Spirit upon your life. I remember one time, I'm gonna end with this story. Bobby Scott was preaching, Pastor Calvin's son, and we were at 9th Street, that church on 9th Street. Listen, I was in a backsliding condition. And it was, I think it was a youth group or adult, I don't remember. No, it wasn't. It was just a regular service. And I was, times sitting in the center or in the front, wherever. But that day, I was in a backsliding condition. Hear me out, please, what I'm going to say to you right now. It's important. Because God reminded me of this when I was sitting there, when we were praising and worshiping the Lord as this service started. I did not feel worthy to receive of the Holy Ghost that night. And Bobby was preaching on the Holy Ghost, about the Holy Ghost laughter and being drunk in the Spirit. But I was sitting in the back seat back there. And I was kind of like in the edge, ready to step out of the building, because the back seat was close to the back door. And I was sitting right there. In case they called me for it, I can just step out before they can catch me. And Bobby was preaching on the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of laughter, when suddenly, oops, did I spit on you? Sorry. When, say suddenly. I can't hear you. Say suddenly.
Suddenly.
I can't hear you.
Suddenly.
You know, maybe from all the screaming and kumpas, maybe my ears are. Say suddenly one more time. Scream it out.
Suddenly.
I want you to yell up, suddenly.
Suddenly.
You two, both together, say it.
Suddenly.
I still can't hear. Can you hear them over there? One more time.
Suddenly.
All together now. One, two, three.
Suddenly.
When suddenly. Yes. There was a lady sitting about right where you're sitting, sister. And maybe you too, sister. She began. I was sitting in the back there. What's wrong with that lady? And then Bobby would say, yo, you got it. And she was trying to hold back the river. And she broke forth in laughter. And I don't know who else. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. It was over 20 years ago. And I was sitting back there. Lord, I'm not worthy to receive this. Lord, I've been bad. I've done this, that, and the other. I'm so ashamed, Lord. I should be up there receiving right now. But, oh, Lord, I'm so ashamed. Surely, Lord, you don't want me to receive this, Lord. I'm just not worthy enough. I'm bad. I'm evil. But I was already born again. I've been bad. Oh, Lord, I feel so dirty among my brothers and sisters. Yell out, suddenly.
Suddenly.
One more time.
Suddenly.
When suddenly, on the inside of me, something began to do funny movements on the inside. What's this, Lord? And I began to laugh. I couldn't stop it. So I hid myself because I was still feeling embarrassed. And I just hid myself like, oh my God, I hope Bobby doesn't see me. It's true. It's true. I got it. I had no time to run out the building. I thought the minister was going to come and pray for me, Bobby. Oh, I was so ashamed to see Bobby's face. And then, you know, but the Lord got me way in the back. He got me. When suddenly comes, it comes. Your answer will come with it. The results that you desire for will come with it. Oh, He is a mighty God. He is a mighty God. Oh, when that river flows, nothing can stop that river. And when it flows, it's life-giving river. It flows. It flows. It flows. I received that, brother, from B. That God is the answer. He wanted new members, and he got them. He got brand new members, little children. Oh, what a precious beginning. There's a ministry in Agua Prieta is huge, and it started with just the children. But with Pastor Jose Luis de la Torre, children, like Calvin says, are people too. Amen. Suddenly, there is a suddenly for you this morning. Suddenly, on the inside of you, on the inside of you. You know, listen, everyone, listen to what I'm going to say. Listen, are you listening? Calvin did not ask me to preach. He did. Suddenly. He didn't ask me to preach. I think he said, Reuben and Maria are just going to share for a few moments.
I know what happened. You give a microphone to a preacher, you just got to be ready.
There is people in here that are ready to receive.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reuben. Amen. Well, I need to go dig up the words, but out of my memory, I'll sing what I remember, okay? Well, something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there to fight, but oh my, that night, God surely got a hold of me. I said, I'll look in, and then I went in the door. I said, I'll set as far back as I can. But just about then, someone started to shout, and something got a hold of me. Oh, something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there to fight, but oh my, that night, God surely got a hold of me. I better go dig that song up and sing it right. Huh? It's got four verses. That's what happened to Reuben. Something got a hold of him. And something's getting a hold of you right now. Come on up, Barb. Barbara has some things she's going to share. And as we just continue flowing in what the Lord wants here this morning, come on up, sweetheart, and be ready. I have a word from the Lord. It came to me earlier during praise and worship, and this specifically for some parents that are here. Are you a parent? Are you here? Well, this could be yours. I saw, spiritually speaking, I saw a lot of worry and fret and anxiety in some parents concerning their children, and I'm very familiar with that. I know how it feels. You know, I raised three, and I've got 14 grandchildren now, so I know how it feels to have wayward children and children that do all those things you told them not to do. I don't know about you, but I did that. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's not your responsibility to change their life. He says, that's my job. He says, your responsibility as a parent is to set an example. So when I get them ready to serve me, they'll know who to follow. Okay? So let's just as parents receive that in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
The note that I sent, Juan, it says, just be an example for our children because they are watching us. That's all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I had a message already, but I just feel a stirring in my spirit that God has some things for us. I know there's things that can happen in the spirit that are just so powerful in our lives, and we really need the power and the touch of the Holy Ghost. And I know we saw an awesome example. It was like sometimes you have to push through into the victory and into that place of the spirit. You know, it just if we just go along with our regular program, sometimes we don't get the result that God wants to give us. And we saw that all week this week, but that last night at V. Hidalgo, it was so powerful. And this church has went through a lot of trials and a lot of heartaches. And somebody came in from another town that was literally stealing the sheep. They would go get people born again. They would hear about this couple, would hear about, then they would go to their house and says, okay, you're born again now. You belong with us. And they were just, it was just a bad, one of the worst cases of proselyting I've ever seen. It was just ugly. And they've just been hurting. They have fought so many battles, and they've been hurting. But that night, a lot of people from the community came, and especially children filled up the place, children and young people. And God just met us in such a powerful way. It was like so much happened in the spirit that night. But when these children came up, and it was the ones that got filled with the spirit that night at the very end, there was 16 of them in a group. And they were from like 10 to 18. So it was children and teenagers. And I have seen a lot of people get filled with the spirit, but I have never seen them filled immediately with such a strong, powerful tongue. It was just rising up out of them just with force and with power. And here's all, and half of them just got saved, you know, right before we prayed for the Holy Spirit. They just accepted the Lord, and then they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it was so powerful. It was a powerful move of God and touch of God, and there was just a lot of people really set free, but it was by the Spirit, and it was by pressing in to the things of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And God wants us to have breakthrough in our individual life, breakthrough in the Spirit. He wants to fill us with His Spirit. He wants to fill us with His presence. He wants to touch us with His power. He, you know, it's like He doesn't want us to be religious, and He wants us to come to Him. He wants to touch us with His anointing, with His power. Hallelujah. He wants us to experience Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for the direction of the Holy Ghost here this morning. I want you to have a hunger for the supernatural, for God. You know, and nothing can touch people like the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. All our fancy words and all of our fancy messages won't do in people all they need with the power of the Holy Ghost touching them. Hallelujah. And so we're just, I feel that God wants to touch some of you. First of all, if there's anyone here that hasn't made Jesus your Lord, today's the day to meet Jesus and make Him the Lord of your life. Today's your day to receive Jesus. Jesus loves you. He died for you. He's not mad at you. He wants to take you in right where you are. He wants you to come to Him just like you are. Billy Graham always had that song sung, "Just as I am, I come to you, Lord." You know, we don't have to work to be acceptable to God. We could never be acceptable to God no matter what we did. He wants us to come to Him just like we are, right where we are, right now, right where we are. He wants us to come. And I would just like everyone to bow their heads and just listen to the tugging of the Holy Spirit. There's someone here that you just feel it's just like a stirring within you. And there's, it's almost an uneasiness, but it's God dealing with you, and he's wanting you to come to Him and make Him the Lord of your life. If you want to receive Jesus as your Savior this morning, just raise your hand right now. Just raise your hand and say, "I want to receive Jesus." Hallelujah. God wants to receive you to Himself this morning. You want to come? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Come up. Come on up. Hallelujah. Reuben, come join me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
If you need prayer for anything whatsoever, please come now. The Holy Spirit is moving among us just this morning. This is the time. This is the moment to receive the touch from God that you need. So please just come forward up here with us and let us pray with you. You know, God can touch you anywhere at any time. But when you answer the call of the Holy Spirit and you publicly step forward, it's a powerful thing in your own life. It's a powerful thing in your own witness. And when you say publicly that you're ready to receive from God, then that's like an evidence that you mean business. And God honors that. God honors that. He expects us to be public with our testimony, public with our commitment to serve Him. And so we just invite you to join with us this morning. Just let the devil know, let everybody know, and especially let God know that you mean business, that you want Him to move in your life, change your life. Maybe you need Him as your Savior. You long for Him as a Savior. Maybe you need Him in your healing in your body. You long for Him as a healer. He's here. He's here. It may be that you're hearing about this thing of speaking in other tongues. You take time to read the book of Acts, you'll see that the Bible's just full of this gift of God and talking about the gift of God and the speaking of other tongues. It's a supernatural gift of God that comes on a person and enables them to speak another language. And that language is always glorifying God. The interpretation of tongues, the interpretation of heavenly languages always comes out as something glorifying God. You may want that experience. Well, this is your moment. This is your moment. Oh, just feel free to come right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, we love you so much. Sweet Holy Spirit, we love you, sir. We just so appreciate it when you come to church. Lord, it's so awesome when you come to church. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Oh, hallelujah. If you've been full of worry and anxiety, this is a good time for you to come. Good time for you to come. Worry and anxiety, as we talked about it a while ago with the parents. Parents tend to worry a lot over their children. You might say, well, that's just natural. Well, it's natural to be concerned, but worry's not good. Worry and fear didn't come from God. Anything that gives you ulcers didn't come from God. So just, you know, just come and just say, Lord, I can't handle these kids. You do that. Lord, I can't do the impossible. You do that. See, God is a professional at doing the impossible. He doesn't expect us to do the impossible. That's His job. We just bring things to Him in faith and say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Here I am. Help me be an example. Here I am, Lord. I want to be obedient. I bring myself to You. I bring my family to You. Here I am, Lord. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, precious Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, precious Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, precious Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Begin to yield to the Lord right now and say, Lord, I give up. Lord, I've tried it my way. I've made a lot of mistakes. Lord, I need Your help. I give up. You take my life. Lord, You take my life. Take my burden. Take my need, Lord. I give it to You. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that are labored, heavy laden with a burden. He said, come to me. Come to me. Oh, He wants to work with you. He wants to take care of you. He wants to join with you as you walk this walk, as you walk this life. He wants to join with you and partner with you. He wants to help you. It doesn't mean you won't have any more problems. It means you've got help. Everybody has problems, but if you know the Lord, then you have help. You have help, divine help, and that is so awesome and it's so needful. Oh, begin in Jesus' name. Begin in Jesus' name. Just give it all to the Lord. Just give it all to the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Bless Your name. Thank You, Lord. got an anointing for that. Just flow in it.
Yes, Lord. 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 Yes, Lord.
The most beautiful thing I can think of about our God is that He's personal. He's not an untouchable God. He's personal. It's so awesome to serve a God, to worship a God that's personal. He cares about you. He'll visit with you like friend to friend, like father and child. He'll visit with you. He'll guide you. Oh, as you open your heart up to Him, say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. He begins to communicate with you. Your heart begins to understand the goodness of God. Oh, He's a personal God. That's why we talk about our Lord Jesus Christ, a personal Savior. It's not just some form of religion or some traditional thing. No, He's a personal Savior. He's God to us. Oh, He's so awesome. He's so awesome. We love You, Jesus. You're so sweet to us. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, bless the Lord.
If you're in a position where you can take someone by the hand, I want you to do that right now and just begin to unite with them in prayer.
Whatever it is that the person's praying for, you can unite and join with them. Just hold their hand, begin to pray, Lord, meet this special need. This person I'm holding hands with right now, Lord, they have a special need, and I just pray You meet that need. Touch them today. Take care of this situation. Just begin to pray for one another. Pray for one another. You know, the Bible teaches us that. He says, pray one for another. And so just pray for that one that you can touch right now. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for the miracles. The miracles. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for the miracles. For the miracle. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for doing wonders. Doing wonders. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. For the miraculous, how you say that? Miracles. Miracles. Thank You, Lord. 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 Everybody just reach your hands up here and begin to pray. Just begin to pray that the people up here this morning are asking for special needs, special desires. Just say, Lord, fill those desires and meet those needs. Lord, bless those that are being prayed for this morning. Lord, bless them with answers. Bless them with Your presence, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Fill them with Your Spirit, Lord. Fill them with Your glory. Engulf them with Your presence, Lord. Engulf them with Your presence. Oh, we thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Jesus. You're so awesome, Lord. Oh, You're so awesome, Lord. We love You so much. We love You so much. We thank You, Jesus, so much. You're such a blessing, Lord. You're such a blessing, Lord. You're such a blessing to us. You're such a blessing, Lord. You're such a blessing, Lord. Such a blessing. Yeah, stand down. Let's go stand. Yeah, begin to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, everyone, just begin to respond to the Holy Spirit. Whatever He's speaking to you individually right now, just begin to respond to that. Begin to say yes. Begin to say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes and amen. Paul the Apostle, writing to the Corinthians, he said, all the promises of God are yes and amen. All the promises of God are yes and amen. That's our part. He makes the promise and we say yes, amen. Yes, I receive that. Yes, so be it. Yes, I receive Your gift. Yes, yes. Oh, bless Your name, Lord. Bless Your name, bless Your name, bless Your name, bless Your name. Bless Your name, bless Your name, bless Your name, bless Your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, holy Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, just practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just practice. Amen. Practice. Thank you. Yes, amen. Let's speak, 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 speak. Thank you, Lord. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Oh, to to shoto to loko shodana mashiri. Oh, do shono nini niki si andara. Oh, lo shono no 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 nini nini kisi ara. Oh, lo po shona na 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 ma. For you that have the gift of tongues, just begin to praise God in other tongues right now. O lo mo shono na ni 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 ki ata la ma sha. O re de 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 si ni ki anda na na na. O no no shono ni 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 ki si ki ara. Alleluia. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. There's over 6,000 languages on earth, plus heavenly languages and angelic languages. Thousands of languages. And the Lord just begins to speak through us some of those languages. And it's not English, it's not Spanish, it's not whatever we know. If we know German, it's not German. He gives us something we don't even know, and that's the supernatural part of it, because it begins to come out as something we don't know, and it just glorifies God with this other sound, with this new sound begins to glorify God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Yeah, he can hear you. Amen. 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 Amen.
Continue to pray. Stay there. Don't go. I want everyone to stand to their feet. Please stand. Please stand. Please stand. The Lord wants to say something to you. Jesus himself is here, and he has a question for you. He asked me. He asked me. I was praying in the Holy Ghost in Cumpas Friday morning when that breakthrough I had came forth, and it gushed out like a mighty river. But before that happened, saints of God, oh, saints of God, dearly beloved saints of God, this is what he asked me. I saw him in a vision. I saw him in a vision, and he came to me in those beautiful white robes, and he said to me, "Son, I am here." He asked me, he said to me, he looked at me in the vision. He said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the things that I thought that I wanted and the things that I thought were important, that I thought I needed at that moment, I suddenly realized I didn't need. And I felt, "Oh God, forgive me for being off track. All I want is you. You're all I need. You're my all in all. I don't need no more. There's people in here. Come on out. You need to be up here. For Jesus himself is asking you, what do you want me to do for you? I can see you, not with my natural eyes, but with my spiritual eyes, that you need to be up here. Now come forward. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to the answer. Come to the loving arms of Jesus right now. Step forth in faith. Step forth in faith. Come on now. In Jesus' name. What happened? Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Am I going to have to call you up here? Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Oh, come on. On the inside, you know. 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 Oh, come on now. Do you want me to help you? Do you want me to help you? I said, do you want me to help you? I said, do you want me to help you come up here? You want me to help you? Nod your head, yes. Come on now. Isin roma maini. Isin bro maini loro. Isin mo misin romo. Bin brama sondo umbra di roma ramai. Isin romo boro maino. O misin roma narini romo. In roma naro. Come on, Carla. Come up here. You stand right here, please. And wait. You wait on God. I know you are. Carla, Jesus is asking you right now, and you know it. I said, Jesus is asking you right now, and you know this in your heart. Daughter, daughter of mine, what do you want me to do for you? Raise your hands up. Raise your hands up and begin to pray. You know how. Go ahead. What do you want? Is it a fresh start? What do you want? What is it? Say it to him. You don't have to say it to me. Say it to him. Suddenly, suddenly it'll happen for you. Suddenly. Oh, there's someone over here who's going to pray for you, okay? You continue to pray. For you know you have a gift in you. Just let it flow, my sister. You know on the inside. You know on the inside of you that he wants to use you for his glory. That he wants to use you for his glory, but for your blessing. He wants to bless you. Oh, he wants to bless you. He wants you to use that gift that he has put on you, on the inside of you. You know it's true on the inside of you. You know this is true on the inside of you. One of the things I know that he wants you to do is begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right there where you live, at home. And seek his face with a whole heart. Seek his face. Oh, they're waiting for you. You've heard there someone's cry on the inside of your spirit, haven't you? And you said, oh, they're waiting for me. They're waiting for me. And the Lord said, yes, they're waiting for you. They're waiting for that gift. They're waiting. Those souls are waiting for you. That gift, that gift. Yes, you are worthy. It's all right. It's okay. Oh, just begin by faith in Jesus' name. It's all right. He's got the power. Oh, he does. He's got the power to forgive even our backsliding. He does. I'm no stranger to that. You know, I believe the pastor's got something for you. You wait here, okay? Pastor Barbara and Calvin.
I love it when the Holy Ghost comes to church, don't you? Oh, he's so sweet. The Holy Spirit is so sweet. I love it when church becomes an experience. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I need to come back here and see who's in the back. I've been looking at everybody in the front. I love you guys. You guys, you're so pretty. Aren't they pretty? Look at the pretty guys back here. Hallelujah. Everybody's so pretty. Look at somebody and say, you're so pretty. You're so pretty, Sylvester. I love you, man. Come up here and stand by me. I like this man. Give me an arm right there. Walk with me. I like walking with this man because he loves the Lord. This is a good man. He's just a young fella, but he's serving the Lord, and I just really appreciate in him. I love you, man. I need you in my life. This church needs you. Everybody say, I need you, Sylvester. Say it again. We love you, man. You know, I just did just something about this young man that I'm drawn to him because it seems like, well, just every great once in a while, I'll be doing something around the church, just some little something, like move a chair or something so simple. And if he's close, he's all of a sudden right in front of me, doing it with me or for me, just lending a helping hand. You know, I appreciate that about people. You can count on people like that. That are willing to serve God and willing to serve the church. And count on people like that. So if y'all need something, just call him. Don't call me, call him. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is so moving amongst us. Just stay in prayer. And if you need to go home, just slip out reverently. Because it's about time for lunch, and I know about all that. But if you want to just be here and pray and seek the Lord for something special, just feel free to do that. We're not going to turn God off or dismiss God. But if you need to move out, we understand that. But we thank you so much for participating in this service. It's such a blessing to have you here. And we just want you to come back all you can. Come back all you can. Be with us. We appreciate you with us. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you richly. Be sure and give lots of hugs and kisses before you go home. We need to love on people, don't we, bro? Amen. I love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good stuff. Good stuff. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. You're going to have the best week ever. May God's face shine on you.